Nina's got in touch and she says, we made gunpowder in our sixth form using the standard recipe. Didn't ever make gunpowder at school. This sounds very exciting. I'd like to go to her school. She said, we mixed potassium, charcoal and sulphur. We wanted to try and change the colour of the flame by using different metals, strontium, copper, magnesium, for instance, but these didn't burn. So I was wondering if you could suggest why using different salts in the same ratio didn't work in the gunpowder, and how could we produce coloured flames in our gunpowder? What do you think?
I suspect it's because if you're detonating gunpowder, the reaction's simply too quick. Everything's going to be blown apart before you actually get a chance to excite those metal atoms and start them emitting the colour of light that you want. Fireworks are constructed in a very particular way to actually make those metals burn. It's a slightly slower burn as the fireworks go off. And that's why when you see fireworks go off, you've got strontium in there and that's making it this intense red, barium for green and so on.
The other effect is that if you've got lots and lots of carbon in there, carbon tends to glow. If it hasn't actually burnt completely, completely combusted, carbon glows bright yellow.
Yeah.
So if you're not careful, that's going to completely overwhelm your nice colours in the fireworks as well.
Did she say what colours she got in the explosions?
No, she just said it didn't work very well.
No. Oh, well, that is a shame.
Right. Dominic, one for you.